This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And on behalf of Ed and JJ, I just want to say we're glad we didn't play Maria Leave a Letter.
Yeah.
Or Send a Letter Maria, right?
Yeah, we had a staff member,
tell us it's an
immoral Cook. He told us what about it was about. And we were all horrified.
Right.
Sometimes you get these, we were talking during the break. These catchy tunes from the 60s and 70s, they'll use them for commercials, for a Cadillac commercial or something. And you go, wow, that's pretty catchy. And then you don't realize that
that's a song about a man catching his wife in adultery or something.
Yes. So
we didn't play it,
folks.
We did not play it on AFR, and we apologize for even. But it's one of those tunes that gets caught in your head.
And you have some of those tunes like Auld Lang Syne. You know about three words of it, and the rest is just mumbling.
Yeah.
When old acquaintance
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We are going to repeat now our questions that have heretofore. That's right.
Yes.
I did use that word, heretofore, gone unanswered. And then we'll get back to the phones. Here's the phone number. If you want to call us and participate in Trivia Friday, ask or answer, please don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. Otherwise, feel free to dial your little fingers.
Till you're blue in the face.
Yeah, or something like that. We don't care if you're short-footed, or if you're kin to Olivia
de Havilland,
or if you enjoy watching grasshoppers take down hummingbirds, you know, whatever the case may be. Here's the phone number.
Praying mantises.
What did I say?
Grasshoppers.
But I've seen some grasshoppers that can take down.
I've seen a grasshopper take down an antelope on Nat Geo. you talk about horrifying.
I'm telling you, these grasshoppers have found the steroid pile. they have.
Wrapped itself around its hoof and just hung on till the bitter end.
That grasshopper's on the juice right there. 888-589-8840. I said 888-589-8840. They ought to have some testing for grasshoppers that can take down
on the grasslands of the savannah. A new apex predator has arrived. All right, here are my questions that have heretofore gone unanswered. The Baseball Hall of Fame is at Cooperstown, New York. What is the name of the baseball field there?
And my talking only about steroids.
Yes, and my only remaining question is a praying mantis question. It is illegal.
Really? You got another one, do you?
Well, this is the same one from before the break.
It's got a file of these.
This is going to encourage me to keep a praying mantis question. They are praying, after all. Praying mantis question every week, maybe. It is illegal in some states to kill a praying mantis. Is that true or false? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. What is the shortest book in the New Testament? We had somebody guess 3 John, and that was incorrect.
He's only 5'2".
What is the shortest book in the New Testament? Second question, multiple choice. What is Hershey's most popular product? Is it the Hershey bar, Hershey's Kisses, or Reese's Peanut Butter Cup? Give you a multiple choice there. Third question, what sports lingo uses the term googly? There is a sport out there, and part of what they say that connected to their sport is the word googly. What sport is it?
All right, here are my two questions that have gone unanswered. You're funambulist?
Funambulist, yeah.
You're a funambulist, and you get up like everybody else. You go to work, make a living to pay for your family's food and shelter, and you're whatever Ed calls it.
Funambulist.
You're a funambulist? What are you doing all day? Is my question to you. Number two, who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? The Sistine Chapel in Rome at the Vatican? It's one of the 8 wonders of the world, I think.
Is it really? Modern world?
If he hadn't used Glid in one coat, it wouldn't have lasted 400 years. I'm telling you, that stuff is awesome. You don't have to primer it. And then put two coats on it. You just put one coat.
Well, I'll tell you what. If my wife had painted the Sistine Chapel, mm-hmm. I guarantee it wouldn't be finished.
You'd be the one doing it, probably.
No, she I'll come in. She and likes to halfway painted. Yeah, okay, yeah. When are we going to finish that? So
okay.
All right.
All right. Go ahead.
We're going to go back to Louisiana. Lauren is on the line. Lauren, thank you for waiting, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Lauren. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
We will do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
I want to answer two of them, but I'm going to go with the Sistine Chapel.
All right.
Okay, good. We're going to raise the level of this show here intellectually and culturally. Who painted?
My IQ's already increased 10 points this year, so.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Living proof.
There you go.
Just from learning university.
Just from learning university. That's, you know, just that alone, lay off the bread and the sweet tea for about a month. You're talking about dropping some serious poundage,
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Lauren, as soon as this
gaining intellect.
Yeah. As soon as this show is over, you drive straight to the community college and take the ACT. It'll be one of the best things you've done this year.
Right, right. All right, who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
This is Lauren.
Lauren?
Yes, that would be Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
Nicely done.
Michelangelo painted, listen to this, Michelangelo painted 12,000 square feet of the chapel ceiling over a span of, how long did he do this?
4 years.
I have five, but yeah, the five, four or five. Do you know what years they were?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry?
Lauren, do you know what years they were? What year, when did he do this? Do you know that?
I know it was in the 1560s, I think.
Yeah, 1508 to 1512.
Okay. Wow, Lauren was even in the right century.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've been there, I'm trying to think, two or three times over my life to the Sistine Chapel. First of all, to go to the Vatican, Vatican City, the museum they have there and the artwork, it just blow you away from down through the ages.
Huh.
But then you go to the Sistine Chapel and you look up and see what this one man created. You say to yourself, this is impossible.
70-foot tall ceiling, right?
Pardon me?
It was nearly a 70-foot tall ceiling, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on his back, you know, painting on his back most of the time, and it wasn't like you could go start over, you know, scratch that.
Yeah. No whiteout.
Not life. That's not you know. So anyway, it was just a God given talent.
Yeah. How do you paint something that big and get perspective
and that close to it?
Well, yeah, that close to it.
And
you have to love it.
And
you have to love what you're doing.
Yeah.
Doing something like that upside down. I mean, I'm not making a joke here. That's you're standing up doing something like that. That's one thing. You're upside down as well. That's incredible.
He probably didn't paint from falling.
He didn't have
your
safety
eyes.
Goggles,
right?
Okay, back in those days. So anyway, it's just
and a lot of people don't know that Michelangelo was one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as well.
That's worth noting.
Little known fact.
Yeah, little known
you
fact.
You got, so this NGO, Ed?
NGO, no.
Turtles?
No, the Cartoon Network, I think, is more.
All right.
Hey, did you have a question for us, Lauren?
Sure. Which was the only country in the world which has a Bible on its national flag?
Ooh, great question.
I like that.
I want to say Bermuda. Don't answer that yes or no.
Bermuda?
No, not Bermuda, Bahamas. We don't know.
I'm just going to say.
I know the Bahamas have one of those ski bob things on their flag from the.
You're thinking Jamaica.
I'm going to guess Spain, but it's an absolute total guess.
It's the Dominican Republic.
Oh, so you were getting close there too.
Yeah.
Caribbean.
Yep.
Yeah, Dominican.
Yep.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Next to Haiti.
But, yeah. Well,
island of Hispaniola.
Hispaniola. All right.
Hey, Lauren, thank you.
We got a little culture here, Lauren. So we got the Sistine Chapel, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and.
Yeah, they're comparable.
I think there was another turtle that had a painter's name, right?
Yes, Donatello. I think they all were. I think they were all Renaissance painters.
I read that. Did anybody else read that?
I'm not a Ninja Turtle fan, so.
Thank you, Lauren.
Appreciate it, Lauren. Thank you.
I would just ask, am I the only one that read from the Purple Turtle Reader? Purple Turtle.
Purple Turtle.
I learned to read in second grade, I think, from the...
Was that a book series?
Yeah, it was like a reader.
Oh.
You know, that you would get in first or second grade, they give you a reader, and mine was...
Called the Purple Turtle?
Yeah,
Purple Turtle.
We had stone tablets, so it wasn't in my era. Circa, when I was in school.
All right, well, I'm going to look that up. I don't think I'm crazy.
You got a great memory.
Nobody's going to disagree with that?
If you can't find it on Nat Geo, it's not true.
When I say I don't think I'm crazy, you're supposed to say, no, Tim, you're not crazy.
You're not crazy. I remember having an ultra-sized pencil.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was...
All right, Ed, back to the phones.
You could bring down a grasshopper with those. All right, we go back to Louisiana. We got a number from Louisiana. Terry is on the line. Terry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Terry?
I'll do both.
Okay. All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
The funambulist.
Oh, good. Because I want to hear the answer to this.
All right. This is my last unanswered question.
Well, my mother taught me to be one. She always told me I had to walk the straight and narrow.
Yes. All right. Well, then metaphor. What does a funambulist do?
Walk the tightrope.
Walk the tightrope.
Wow.
Walk the tightrope. I grew up with a guy whose dad did that for a living. you know, it pays well, but the insurance is hard to get.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
So,
hello?
Anyway.
Lloyds of London. Yeah, I want to up my policy. What? How much for a deductible? Well, y'all are out of y'all's mind.
A funambulist, a tightrope walker. You're a tightrope walker. You're literally walking metaphor.
Yeah, you are.
You know.
All right.
Hey Terry, what's your question for us?
Guys, I got to tell y'all, I'm a pastor from Mississippi, and I've been in Baton Rouge working on the flood since it happened. And AFR has sustained my drive every day from Hattiesburg to here. What a phenomenal show and the whole network. I listen to y'all from the time I get in my truck in the morning to the time I go home at night. So kudos to AFR.
Well, thank you very much, brother. You drive from Hattiesburg to Louisiana. That's two or three hours one way, isn't it? Every day?
2 hours one way every day. And wow. But I get to spend a lot of time with the Lord and listening to AFR. And I know every show from Robert Jeffers to Jeff Shreve.
Wow, we didn't lose. Did we lose Terry?
Terry, you there, brother? Did we get through with our questions or anything?
I thought he might have.
We
had a question.
He asked us.
No, he answered our question about the...
I'm still here.
Okay. All right, there you are. All right. Well, it's humbling, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
To hear that testimony, and to God be the glory, and we just... we love our listeners. Keep praying for us. And folks, you guys have heard what Terry shared. Pray for him as well and the others that are in Baton Rouge.
Those volunteering, helping out.
Amen.
Thank you for your service, Terry. And thank you for what you do as a pastor.
Thank you so much. A Bible question for y'all. As a prophecy in Psalms 22:6, is Christ on the cross is saying, I am a worm and am no man. What is the metaphor for that?
You mean, what does the metaphor mean?
What does the metaphor, I am a worm and no man, what does it mean?
Well, I don't know. I don't have a guess.
That's a prophecy of the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ in Psalm 22. So, giving you that hint, what does it mean when he says, I am a worm and am no man?
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know, Terry. Go ahead and share with
Hebrew,
us.
In the Hebrew, it's I am Talia, a Talia worm. And the Talia worm buries itself into the bark of a tree and dies. and all these little bitty Talia worms burst out of it. So Christ is saying, I am a Talia. I'm dying on this tree for you so you can be born again and live.
Wow. Psalm 22 what?
22:6.
Okay. Well, Terry, thank you so much for sharing that with our folks, and thank you for listening. And you're the kind of person that that we come to work for, and so we're honored to be able to serve the body of Christ in the way that we do. And thank you for your service as well, Terry. Appreciate it.
Happy New Year, Brother Terry.
Trivia Friday, right here on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our question. Mine have all been answered. What do we have left?
I just have two. Okay, go ahead. The Baseball Hall of Fame is at Cooperstown, New York. What is the name of the baseball field there? And then a true-false question. It is illegal in some states to kill a praying mantis. Is that true or false?
While they're praying, or doesn't matter?
I've actually heard this all my life.
Okay.
About this. I've had a particular thought about this, and now I'm seeing. All right. I want to see anyone else have an
answer. What you got?
Boy, I must have picked some hard ones. Here's what I've got. All three of them. Haven't gotten a single one. And I had some great backup questions. What's the shortest book in the New Testament? What is the shortest book in the New Testament? Second question, multiple choice, so you can just guess. You got a 33 1/3 chance of getting it right. What is Hershey's most popular product? Is it the Hershey bar, Hershey's Kisses, or Reese's Peanut Butter Cup? And then what sport uses the term googly? Hmm. Now, I'll give you a hint. It's not a sport here in the U.S.
Okay.
Googly?
Googly.
Okay. It's not third and googly. Right?
You got a chance to pick up that spare, you can get a strike, or if your ball goes across the gutter over into another man's lane, you're going to get a googly.
You're going to get a googly out of that. That's going to cost you a googly right there. You do that, make that mistake. Could cost you the ball game, you googly like that again. All right, what do we got, Ed?
All right,
who do we have, rather?
Yeah, who do we have? We go to Kansas. Jimmy is on the line. Jimmy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jimmy. You want to ask, answer, or do both,
first
brother?
First time I got on.
Well, congratulations. It's a great way to start a new year.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Our first Trivia Friday of the new year. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Okay. Which question you want to try to answer?
The praying mantis.
All right, good. They've been mocking me here, Jimmy. Here's the question. It is illegal in some states to kill a praying mantis. I have heard all my life that that was true. Was I right or wrong? Is it true or false?
I'm going to say false.
It is false.
Give a hand clap for Jimmy for knowing his praying mantis trivia.
That actually is on the answer.
Jimmy, praying mantis trivia, man.
Woo-hoo! See what I'm enduring here, Jimmy? I'm enduring this.
Bring it in. You bring it.
That actually, Snopes actually had to answer that because so many people thought that was true, that there was an endangered insect. And for the mockery that I've been enduring, none of their questions probably made it to Snopes, so mine did.
While we're here, I want to offer a little public service announcement. When you're out walking your hummingbird, if you see a blade of grass that appears to be looking at you... No, I'm trying to help folks. I'm trying to keep you from taking your hummingbird to the taxidermist. Look, if you see a blade of grass that even looks suspicious.
Tim has left the room.
You take that hummingbird back in the house, and you take the collar off and the leash and say, man, that was a close call. Yeah. Tim, we caught Tim.
Tim has spit his coffee out.
We caught Tim
on the computer
with
a gulp
of coffee in his
talking
mouth.
About walking your praying mantis.
No, walking your hummingbird.
Walking your hummingbird. Yeah. And what happens then?
And you see a blade of grass that looks appears like to be looking at you.
That was what got me.
That's what you got to do. You got to run.
They're sneaky. Jimmy, I'm sorry you had to hear all that. Do you have a question for us?
Oh, I do.
Go ahead.
Which U.S. president got into the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
What U.S. president got into the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
That was William McKinley. I saw that on NGO. I mean, on NatGo.
Oh, wait a second. It's got to be. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Jimmy, so don't say
now,
yes or no.
His great great grandson was Ventura. Was Jesse Ventura. You know, I'm just making that up.
You guys reckon it's Trump? Wasn't Trump. Didn't he do something with
WWF?
Yeah, WWF.
Well, he wasn't a wrestler though.
But it doesn't
matter. He did. Now I don't watch that stuff.
I don't either.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, you can't help but see it in popular culture. But I did know that Donald Trump. I think he got in the ring one time with one of those other guys.
There's something
suit and tie deal.
Call him a president yet, can we?
But McKinley now, he could take you down.
Well, Howard Taft was 300 something pounds.
I'm going to go with what was the real feisty one that was a boxer and everything. Roosevelt?
You're talking about Teddy Roosevelt?
Teddy Roosevelt, who I'm going for.
All right, we've got a Teddy Roosevelt, got a William McKinley, and a Donald Trump. Jimmy, are any of us close?
Not even close.
All right. Who is it?
Abraham Lincoln.
Really?
Was old a wrestler?
I think he beat a praying mantis.
Into submission.
Beat him with a stick.
Put a beat down
And that's when they passed that law. Because y'all know it's against the law.
But you can't kill a prey man.
Well, you can kill one, but you can't beat one. It's just against the law. So, Jimmy, is that for real? That's true? Abraham Lincoln?
That is true.
All right. Great question. Great presidential trivia.
You know, they're over there.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Having that, you're looking at your opponent, and one of them says, I know that man's tall and lanky, but you ever seen him split firewood? Don't let him get the upper hand on you.
Don't underestimate him.
If he takes off that stove top pipe, it's Katie Bar of the door.
Did he wrestle with that hat on?
And not only that, he was a funambulist at one point in time. So
multi-talented.
All right, do we have enough time for
one more
question?
I said one more.
One more, and that means we go to Tennessee. Oh, wait a second. We go to Tennessee, and Susan's on the line. Susan, we are almost out of time. You want to ask, answer, or do
walking
both?
Walking hummingbird.
I wanted to answer. I'm going to take a shot at the Hershey question.
Oh, thank you, Susan. What is Hershey's most popular product? Is it Hershey Bar, Hershey's Kisses, or Reese's Peanut Butter Cup?
I'm going to go with the Hershey Kiss.
No, but that was a great guess.
You got to give us
the
answer.
Okay, Peanut Butter Cup.
Well, we don't give you a second chance on it, but good guess.
This is Christian radio, but you get no second chances.
Grace only goes so far.
I wanted to make a comment. Charlton Heston is my all-star favorite actor. He's larger than life.
Yeah,
won an Academy Award. He was president of the NRA.
Yes.
Yes.
And when he went on stage, he got a standing ovation because he went on stage with a rifle.
Wow.
And he went on, and then he's in a suit because it's Academy Awards. He's in a suit, and he goes on stage, and he holds a rifle, and you can Google it.
Susan, we are out of time. I'm sorry if this is a great story.
Thank you for that Charlton Heston trivia, though. Hey, JJ, you got questions unanswered?
It's a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. That's the answer. Googly is a term used in cricket. And let's see, the other one, shortest book in the Bible. What say you guys?
Second John. Okay. And what is the name of the baseball field at Cooperstown? Doubleday Field, named after Abner Doubleday.
I'll tell you one thing.
Baseball.
If you can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net, and you show us a picture of you walking your hummingbird, we will send you a free coffee mug.
Yes.
AFR coffee mugs on your way. If you walk your hummingbird, you get us a picture of it. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday.